Welcome to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Joining me now on the phone, Melinda Barr, owner of Get Up and Grow. Good evening, Melinda. How are you?
Good. I'm great. Thanks for calling, Cheryl.
I know you've got a busy day going today. I appreciate the few minutes. You're setting up for MABA in Meridian Township this weekend. Tell us what MABA is.
MABA is the Meridian Area Business Association, and we have an annual event every year called the MABA Expo, which is held at the Hazel High School the second Saturday of the month, which happens to be tomorrow, from 10 to 3 a.m.
all day long. 10 to
all day long.
10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Who is a part of MABA, the Meridian Area Business Association?
Well, we have about 150 members that are all part of the community. About 10% of them are from surrounding area, but the majority of them are from the Meridian area. Members like PNC Bank, Graf Chevrolet, Kelly's Consignment. We have a number of food booths this year, 8 different food booths this year. Impression 5 is a member. They come down and do some demonstrations. Coldwell Banker, Hubble, Briarwood Hubble is a member. We have a number of varieties. We have a huge amount of nonprofit organizations that are here as well, selling raffle tickets, promoting their organization and their events, and volunteering to help us move in and move out.
And what is the push behind the business association and the day tomorrow? What is it all about for you and the members?
It's all about exposing the Meridian area businesses to the Meridian area residents. It's all about getting us to shop local, look local first, come out to the areas that support you tax-wise and do your business locally. So this is all about promoting the companies and organizations that are in and around our area to broaden people's awareness of what's here and what they have right in their own backyard.
And that's what I was just leading to that right now is I think some people might be amazed that they think they have to go elsewhere for certain services or businesses when they are right here in the backyard.
Yes, exactly. We have everything from dry cleaners to manufacturing plants. We have car dealers to cookie builders. We just a variety of services and businesses that are in our area that are all anxious for you to come and do business with them.
Now, what kind of things do people see there? Are there some activities that go on at the MABA Expo as well?
Yep. ATA Black Belt does a huge demonstration piece almost all day long and talks about kids defending themselves and raising their self-esteem as far as organized sports and schools and things like that. We have, like I said, Impression 5 will be doing demonstrations. The food booths are here. You have 2 brand new vehicles from Graf Chevrolet sitting in the showroom right here in the middle of the event. Lots of people will be doing product demonstrations. You'll be having games and activities to play. The Meridian Community Band will be here entertaining us periodically throughout the day. YMCA Parkwood location is doing a huge interactive experience in their booth. I'm not supposed to tell you very much about it because it's kind of a surprise.
Uh-huh.
You're supposed to come and see what they have in store for you. Meyer comes and does a great big huge demonstration and merchandise and food sampling in their booth. They're one of the main title sponsors, and they have 3 great big booth spaces that they utilize. And then there's a whole bunch of other things. AC&E Rentals is here, and they have a variety of different kinds of equipment you can rent to help remodel your home, fix your kitchen, put landscaping in. There's all kinds of different things
I'm
people can partake in.
I'm guessing one of the advantages of an expo like this is you get to talk with the business owners and staff folks there as well.
That's right. Yep. And one-on-one, you get to build a relationship with people and get to know who owns and operates and works there. KI Technology does a great job of bringing out their staff and rotating people through all day long, so you get to see and meet who works there and make a connection with somebody. Caraway Kennels will be here, and you actually can pet animals, and they bring dogs and animals and bunnies and lambs for you to come in and talk and pet and see and talk about their services to take care of your own home pet. Parks and Rec are going to be here and partnering with the Harris Nature Center to show you some of the activities that are coming up with Meridian Parks and Recreation. There's just a ton of things for you to do and experience that are right here in Meridian area.
You know, and we keep hearing over and over again about small businesses economically and the importance of small businesses in an area. And in an expo like this goes right to the heart of that, doesn't it, about how important it is to keep and build small businesses.
That's true. And we need people locally to support small businesses and use the businesses that we have right here in the area, because they're paying the taxes, they're employing people, and they're bringing excitement and new variety to our communities for people to move to. So there's a lot of benefit to getting to know who your small businesses are in the area.
How long has the Meridian Area Business Association been around?
This is our 14th year, and actually the expo happened 2 years before the before MABA took it over. The Economic Development Corporation in Meridian Township actually did it the first 2 years. 1 year was at Okemos High School. It was like the introductory year. They had like 150 booths. The second year was at Hazel High School. We built a really good relationship with them, and that happened to be about the same amount of booths. And then they thought maybe they would turn it over to the business organization to run as opposed to a governmental entity, and that's where we really jumped up in the number of booths and how we handled it from that point on. So we've been going at it for 14 years, and we have a little over 100 booths this year, so we encourage people to come out. It's completely free for entrance, and there is shuttle pickup by Graf Chevrolet, free shuttle pickup by Graf Chevrolet from all of the schools right here in the Hazlett High School complex. So the middle school, Raleigh Elementary, the community ed building, and where Meridian High School used to be, the administration building, and of course the high school.
What are, for people who aren't a member of the Meridian Area Business Association who are hearing this for the first time, I can't imagine that, but it could happen. It could happen, Melinda, if they hadn't heard before. With you at the helm, I can't imagine it. But what are some of the benefits they get of being a part of this organization as a business?
Well, some of the benefits, one of the major benefits is that our mantra is to do business locally. We want you to do business with a member. We want you to be here, be a part of it. We refer and recommend our local businesses to each other. Every month, the second Friday of every month, we have a networking meeting, that which happened to be this morning. We have between 50 and 80 of our members that come out every month and shake hands and have breakfast together and network and exchange ideas and meet people, and it's a huge opportunity for networking. And the other opportunity is not only web exposure, but web connection with our website and connecting it to your website or to their website. We do a number of promotions and events and programming that help you get better as being a business owner, help you relate to your employees, reach out marketing-wise, customer service-wise. We do a number of networking functions a year, everywhere from a golf outing, which is really not an outing, it's more like a golf event, because we even ask you if you're a golfer or a non-golfer, and the non-golfers really usually have more fun.
Isn't that the case?
Yeah, it is. And then we do some socials a couple, three, four times a year at different business locations. We do open houses, ribbon cutting ceremonies, all of those kinds of things to bring more excitement and more attention to the Meridian area.
Well, very good. What kind of crowds have you had in the past?
We see between 4,000 and 5,000 people in 6 hours, believe it or not.
That's huge.
It is huge. We've gained quite a reputation in this market for being a fun show to come to. It's kind of like old home week, and it's a real benefit for people to come out and participate. Because it's free and because of the shuttle, I think that makes it a little bit easier for people to come versus a Lansing Center show or something like that, where they have to pay for parking or it's a big show to manage. We see, at an average, about 4,000 people, which gives our exhibitors a real opportunity for great exposure to people who could possibly buy their product or their service that may never have known they were here.
Well, it sounds like it's the place to be and place to be seen.
It is. It is like old home week. I mean, I'm a Hazlett alum, so it's truly like old home week here for me this weekend, because I get to see teachers and parents and people that I haven't seen in a really long time, and connect with a lot of different business owners and potential customers all the way across the area. So,
Melinda, very good. We'll tell them one more time where it is.
Yes, it's at the Hazlett High School on Marsh Road. It's from 10 to 3 tomorrow, so come on out.
Very good. Melinda, you're the greatest cheerleader for any organization you're working with. Thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Cheryl. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Thanks so much. We've been speaking with Melinda Barr, who is owner of Get Up and Grow. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.